if you ask a 15-year-old who's never been addicted to drugs, would you take heroin? It's like, oh my gosh, no, that's the boogeyman. But after 2 years of addiction and they can't afford to buy the pills anymore and someone offers them heroin for 10 bucks, it's not the boogeyman anymore. Now they're just feeding that addiction that they can't live without.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. For the past 3 years, State Representative Holly Rader has tried unsuccessfully to pass legislation establishing a prescription drug monitoring program in the state. Missouri's the only state without such a program. Each time, the legislation has failed over privacy concerns of storing patient information. This year, Rader is trying again, and she sat down with KBIA to share her personal story and connection with the issue.
My cousin died at 39 of a drug overdose. She left behind, you know, two children, beautiful children. And my mother was addicted to prescription medication. My sister was a drug addict by the time she was 16. That was very commonplace for me, drugs being around and in the home and that kind of thing. And it was just something I didn't want my kids to be around. And so I made changes. And for my children to fall into that so easily, being raised in a middle-class home, you know, with two parents in the home, going to church multiple times a week, being made to go to school every day, whether you like it or not, told you have to get a part-time job, you know, teaching responsible, what you think of being is becoming a responsible adult. And, you know, my daughter fell into it very easily. When my daughter was 17, who, excellent student, already accepted into college, worked multiple jobs, very hardworking girl, cut her thumb at work, went to the emergency room, got it stitched up. They gave her a script of Lorsets. Coming from genes on both sides of her, addicts throughout both sides of her family, she started buying them after that. And so we were 13 years now of drug addiction, in and out of rehabs. She's been clean just over a year. And, you know, my grandson was born with opiates in his system. He's 6, very healthy, but I have custody of him. When the drugs take over, it completely changes everything. And our families are being torn apart, lives are being destroyed, parents are spending bukus of money because of legal issues with their kids. You know, it's our penal systems are full of addicts, and we've got to start looking at this differently. We've got to start realizing that this isn't something we can close our eyes and turn our head because it's not going to affect us. It's affecting us.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.